This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Fun Kids Gaming Show. If you like playing games, if you like watching gaming, then come hang out with us because we have got loads of stuff coming up for you on the show today. We are going to be talking about Pokemon Go and the fact that they finally implicated a trading system and some other maybe prospective features that Pokemon Go could include. And we're also going to be talking about all things WWE because the new WWE game is coming out very soon. And we managed to hear from AJ Styles, the WWE champion, the cover star of WWE 2K19. And we're going to be hearing his thoughts on WWE games and gaming as well, because AJ Styles, he is a big gamer, which I think is excellent for him, that the fact that he's had the privilege to be able to be the face of the game of the company that he represents, which is excellent news for him. So we're going to be hearing his thoughts on that. Also as well on the topic of WWE games, because I know a lot of you who listen are a big WWE gamer fans. So we asked you on my YouTube channel what features that you would like to see on the new WWE game. That is what's going to be happening on the Fun Kids Gaming Show today. So let's kick off with some Pokemon Go chat. And finally, 2 years after Pokemon Go has been released, Pokemon Go has finally incorporated a trading system. Now, this is great news in a lot of ways. I think a lot of the big updates in Pokemon Go are going to start coming thick and fast, especially with the tie-in to Pokemon Let's Go that's going to be coming to the Nintendo Switch, which is the new big Pokemon game on the Nintendo Switch, which is going to be tying in to the mobile game Pokemon Go. There's going to be a lot of compatibility there, and I would expect that Pokemon Go on the mobile is going to be getting a lot of updates. But is it too little too late? Now, I remember 2 years ago on my YouTube channel, N60 Sean, making a video on the list of things that we all wanted to see in Pokemon Go in terms of ways that we can feel more connected to the Pokemon that we catch, things of making our Pokemon more personalized, things of making our character more personalized, being able to trade with people, connectivity with other users. And now we're 2 years down the line after the initial buzz of Pokemon Go, and there's just some question marks of whether the bloom is off the rose on Pokemon Go. It's a positive step. Are people still playing? And the big question is Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch. Is that really going to revive Pokemon Go on mobile? So I think this is quite a big step for Pokemon Go to incorporate that trading, that community element, which we all wanted so much at launch. Should they have just waited until all of that was in place before launching the game 2 years ago? But I feel like it's a really important bit of news, because I think Pokemon Go as a game, I think over the last 2 years, it's kind of faded from that initial buzz. But I really do think that it's going to be a game to keep an eye on, especially with Pokemon Let's Go coming out on the Switch. I really think Niantic are going to be really putting in the resource to make this game seem extra special again. So my recommendation is, if you are a fan of Pokemon Go back in the day, or if you were playing it a couple of summers ago, keep an eye on it. Maybe start it up again, because I really think that Niantic are going to be working hard to make that game great again. Let's talk WWE, because the new WWE game is going to be out in October. And we were lucky enough to be able to hear from WWE champion AJ Styles. Now, WWE champion AJ Styles is going to be the cover star of the new game, and he's also a massive gamer. So being on the cover of WWE 2K19 is a big old deal from him, and you'll be able to hear how much that means to him. So that is also coming up. However, with the new game coming out, we came to you guys, because I know that you guys are massive WWE gaming fans. We asked you guys what features you would like to see in the new game. So we're going to be hearing your ideas of things that you would like to see in WWE 2K19. So let's talk about what we know about WWE 2K19 so far. We know that AJ Styles is going to be on the cover, and that the tagline is going to be never say never. Now, we did a video on my YouTube channel, N60 Sean, to speculate what we thought never say never could possibly mean. But one of the other things that they revealed in the WWE 2K19 press conference was that there was going to be a $1 million competition where someone could win $1 million by beating actual AJ Styles, facing actual AJ Styles in a match in WWE 2K19. So this is quite interesting because I really feel like Never Say Never is going to be offering a kind of rags to riches opportunity for players. And I think that's going to be reflected in the game modes. I think that's going to be reflected in my player. I think my player is going to be more in depth. Again, this is just me speculating, but I think my player is going to be concentrating on coming from more of a kind of independent wrestling background and trying to build yourself up to a WrestleMania main eventer. And that's reflected in this $1 million challenge. You're just a normal person playing WWE games, and then all of a sudden you could be playing AJ Styles for $1 million. I think Never Say Never is going to be following that narrative arc. We're going to be hearing from AJ himself and also hearing from you guys and what you think should be in WWE 2K19 in just a sec. So let's have a look at what you guys thought should be in WWE 2K19. Fire Genius has gone for GM mode or gauntlet matches. A lot of love for GM mode. Captain Hi-C also going for GM mode as well. GM mode, which has also been featured on Xavier Woods, one half of the longest reigning WWE Tag Team Champions' YouTube channel, where he's been doing a GM mode series with Tyler Breeze. Also as well, please subscribe, has gone for 10-man tag team match. Pika Gamer Spacemon has gone for a better reward system, like throwing opponents through a flaming table 50 times unlocks an inferno match. So rewards that also match the kind of challenges that you need to do to complete them. Alvaro Alvarez has also gone for a 10-man tag team match. Sean David Balor has gone for new tag team matches. Bring back the 2K showcase modes and also new creator superstar stuff. I mean, I've got to give credit to the 2K superstar suite and the creation modes already being far and away leaders in their field in terms of customization. So I'd be interested to see how they can further improve those modes. Captain Dew wants create a move back. I remember back in the day when you could create a finisher. I know that is a popular request amongst WWE gamers. Travian Young has gone for defeat the streak or gauntlet mode, or maybe even a road to WrestleMania. Caroni Jabroni wants more match types. So it looks like the general theme is even more ways to play during WWE 2K19. More match types like mixed tag matches, gauntlet matches, the 50-man Royal Rumble, casket matches also being mentioned by Bucky501. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to add to WWE 2K19, and hopefully that they will listen to some of your guys' excellent suggestions. Coming up next on the Fun Kids Gaming Show, we are going to be hearing from the phenomenal WWE champion AJ Styles. So we've just heard from AJ Styles at the WWE 2K19 press conference announcing that he is the brand new cover star of the new game. AJ, what were your thoughts when you first heard that you were going to be the cover star for the new WWE game?
Well, I know it was as a possibility, you know, that this could happen. This is a big deal to me. I don't know if you could tell, man, I was a little nervous just talking about this because it's so big. It was a goal that I'd set in my career that, well, I never thought I'd, you know, accomplish. I mean, this is a big deal. So I learned about it maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I started breakdancing a little bit. But it was just, I can't wait to tell the world that I'm on the cover, man, because it's such a big deal. It's such an honor for me, and I'm so excited.
So is WWE games like a big thing for superstars backstage? Does it build up camaraderie? Do you do a lot of gaming backstage?
Oh, it definitely keeps us sane that we're able to play video games, because a lot of times it's a hurry up and wait. And, you know, as I said before, early talking to some guys today, that idle hands are the devil's workshop, man. I found that when I get bored, I do stupid stuff. So it definitely allows me to entertain myself with the great video games and just talk to a community of gamers that, you know, that see us differently. They're pro wrestlers, they're meatheads and stuff like that. No, we're a bunch of nerds, really, if you want to know the truth. It's a good thing to have on the road. It's a good way to keep kids out of trouble and myself as well.
With the WWE roster as stacked as it is, What does it mean to beat like massive superstars like, you know, like Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose to be the face on the front of the WWE 2K19 cover?
I got to tell you, man, it's huge. There's like so many things have been unexpected for me in the WWE, and this is one of them. There are a lot of other people that deserve to be on the cover. I could name several, but there have been few that have actually done it. And so to be one of those few is huge to me. I really can't express how thankful I am to 2K for allowing me to be on the cover. It is a huge honor, and to know that so many or so few have been on the cover just means more to me.
How cool is it to be one of the superstars that have originally come from the indie scene? So you started out with sort of the independent shows, and you're probably one of the first ones to come out and then make such a splash and appear on the cover of a WWE game.
Well, I hope that people look at it and go, he's one of us. You know, he's one of our guys. We watched him a couple years ago in the UK on an independent show. That's huge. Don't get me wrong. I've watched, people who recorded themselves watching my debut in 2016. And I heard them say, he's one of us. He's one of our guys. And I hope that they still think that way. I spent a lot of time on the indies. I spent a lot of time everywhere, it seems. And I just want to be your guy, you know, the guy that, you know, that did pretty much everything to get to this point in his career, and being on the cover is a pretty huge accomplishment.
So a big feature of this game, which you just announced, is the $1 million challenge, where players can beat a to be announced game mode and win some semifinals, submit a winning promo, and then go on to face you, actual AJ Styles, in a $1 million match. How does it feel to be the person in between someone winning and losing $1 million?
Well, that's pretty cool. The fact that here's the problem with the whole $1 million challenge is I don't like to lose. So I'm not going to make it easy on them. And I want them to win just against someone else. But nevertheless, I'm going to have to get my tail in the lab and make sure that, you know, that doesn't happen. If they're going to win $1 million, I'm going to put them to the test. But it's a fun way, man. And I know there are some gamers out there who will dedicate themselves 24/7 to making sure they are the best. And I'm looking forward to the competition.
And that is it for the Fun Kids Gaming Show this week. If you have enjoyed it, make sure you join us next week for more gaming show nonsense. Check out my YouTube channel as well, N60 Sean. Smash that subscribe button and also drop a like on any videos that you have enjoyed. I've been N60 Sean. I will see you next time.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.